South Carolina's State Division of Law Enforcement is investigating a man's claims that a Greenville sheriff's deputy used excessive force against him during an arrest in 2019.
As News Nation reporter Ann Maxwell shows us, the man says the deputy shut his head inside a car door. Now, we do want to warn you, some of this video may be tough to watch.
All right, I'm at your car. I'm on camera.
That's Stephon Hopkins. He was arrested after deputies responded to two 911 hangups. When they arrived at this house, deputies say he refused to answer questions. Hopkins was tased twice and wrestled to the ground after a foot chase. Deputy Jacob Walters reported he punched Hopkins in the face before handcuffing him.
Put your handcuffs around like around your wrist like brass knuckles and punch me in my hand.
Can you give me some assistance at the jail here?
That's Deputy Walters calling for backup at the detention center.
Man, I'm be out here with your people.
Come on.
Get the on me, man. You hitting me in my now with the handcuffs like brass knuckles, man.
Walters pulls at the handcuffs in an attempt to get Hopkins out of the car.
And then you try to tighten this on me like that, man. All right, I'm about to call.
Come on, let's go.
No, you just called my head up on it. You put my head down there and hit me in my head.
Let's go. Come on.
The deputy wrote in the incident report that Hopkins refused to stand up and that he, quote, rolled and put his head in the way of the door. The door made contact with his head as I was trying to close it, but not hard enough to cause injury or anything. Hopkins and activist Bruce Wilson, who is representing him, say he didn't roll in the door's way.
That's ridiculous. And this whole notion that Mr. Hopkins rolled his head in the door. So he knew that the officer was going to slam the door, and he timed it so perfectly that he rolled over and put his head in that door because he doesn't care about his head.
Another deputy came to assist Walters in bringing Hopkins inside.
Look, Charlie. Hey, this man just put my head in the door and slammed.
We got a lively one.
Don't do it again if you don't stop.
Hopkins filed a lawsuit and a complaint with the sheriff's office last week. In the suit, he says he now suffers PTSD and chronic pain. He's asking for $2.1 million. Ann Maxwell, News Nation, Greenville.